August 26, 2015, Allison Parker, Adam Ward shot dead on TV while interviewing you at Bridgewater Plaza. You were executive director of the Smith Mountain Lake Chamber of Commerce. And apparently the shooter ran out of bullets or the gun jams while he's standing over you.
He was standing over me.
A bullet tore through your back, your internal organs. You take a glimpse at your beloved Smith Mountain Lake. You wanted to see it one more time, huh?
I'm laying there with my head on the deck. He's already shot me in the back. I am playing dead. So as he stood directly over me, one eye closed, the one that he couldn't see, and I just opened the other eye so that I could see the lake one last time. And I heard the click. It was really one of the first times in my life that I just literally went unconscious. And when I woke up, everything had happened. I knew what it was. I said a prayer to the Lord, and I said, I've had a great life. And that was my thought. I had a great life.
Do you just get up every day now grateful for one more day?
Oh, or? My gosh, yes. And I wake up in the morning and look around, and if it's raining, I say, oh, thank goodness it's raining. I'll get a lot of stuff done inside. And when it's sunny, like today is, what a beautiful day. What can we accomplish today? I always said, someday I'm going to write a book. When this happened, it was therapeutic for me to write it and difficult in a lot of ways. I worked on it for 4 years. My thought in writing this book was that I really want to have a conversation. Who's ever reading it, I want them to feel as though we're walking through it together. And so it took a bit of time to figure out exactly how can I manage that people feel like they're living it with me.
I know one of the images you use in the book is of a single bullet hitting the water and the ripple effect it causes. The ripple effect, your health, and family, friends, marriage, your livelihood.
It affected every part of my being. Tim and I, Tim's my husband, we got much closer because I was very dependent upon him.
Colostomy bag and just taking care of the wounds and all that. Tim's one of the heroes in this book besides you.
He really is. And Tim is just funny. And in going through this, we laugh a lot. And you see that throughout the book.
Vicki Gardner's memoir is Survival Has Consequences, Shot and Left to Die. She reads an excerpt.
Every day I can choose to feel bitter about my circumstances or find something positive and adapt to each new curveball thrown my way. Anger over things outside my control can be heavy.
I wanted to ask you another image Vicki used in the book, Survival Has Consequences, is flowing water. And you say, in constant motion, the world waits for no one. People move on. We can sink or swim through our challenges. The choice is ours to make. How much did it help you get through this whole thing?
You know, you can worry yourself to pieces over something that, you know, in a day you've even forgotten what that was that you were worrying about, and it keeps on flowing. It's hard to focus on one negative because something else is going to happen, something joyous is something perhaps negative, and you just keep flowing through it.
A lot of the second half of the book, Survival Has Consequences, is about your family, your professional career, your friends, your marriage. Why was that important to get into the book?
A lot of the book, if in going through it, there's golden threads that kind of go through the book. I talk about my dad. He was at D-Day. He had, of course, nobody knew what it was at the time, but he had PTSD. It doesn't take much to trigger that. That's what I ended up with, too. And so the stories intermingle with what happened to me, what happened to my dad, understanding it, and depression. I'm the most upbeat person you could ever meet, and yet I did go through a stage of depression. It was short. It was just a matter of days, but I never knew depression. And I'm thinking, gosh, people live with this, you know, not wanting to even get out of bed, not wanting to eat, not wanting to bathe. You just feel like nothing. Oh, my heart goes out to the people that live with this, and they still have to go to work, and they still have kids and a life.
I'm sure this comes into your mind every day, what happened, watching two people, young people get shot,
yes.
Your shot, your rehab. How do you put it in that little box and get to a better place? Is there maybe something in the book about how you do it that might help them?
I think I'm really fortunate. I've always been fortunate to be able to compartmentalize. I can take a bad incident and just push it to the back of my mind.
I'm Gene Moreno in the WFIR newsroom. Vicki Gardner was the only survivor of the shooting on live TV in August 2015. It left Allison Parker and Adam Ward from WDBJ7 dead at the hands of gunman Bryce Williams, who died by suicide later that day while being pursued by police. Gardner's new memoir is Survival Has Consequences. It's not the only challenge she writes about in her raw, honest, and sometimes humorous account.
just out of the clear blue, my doctor had told me, and it's been years and years since I've been there. I mean, why go to a doctor when you don't need it? So during her examination, she said, "What's this lump?" And I said, "What lump?" And she took me directly from her office into the specialist's office in another building. And he took a look at the x-rays and he says, "I'm not going to sugarcoat this." He says, "You have a 95% chance of breast cancer." Well, let me circle back to what I was saying, compartmentalize. I had a business after hours in an hour and a half. You know, 100 plus people that show up to talk about their various businesses. And I got through it, never even gave it a thought. In fact, I was so good at doing this that I didn't tell my husband, Tim, until I thought the time was right. I've long since passed my 5 years and I'm cancer free.
I guess about 5-6 months after the incident, you're in New York watching Jimmy Buffett in grade A seats, courtesy of Jimmy Buffett.
That is so true. And the day that that invitation arrived was in September. It was the same day as the wine festival, the Saturday of the wine festival. And it was pouring buckets. Here I am laying there just feeling a world of hurt for the chamber and all the staff members that were having to work this rainstorm. And a package came in and it was a box, an invitation from Jimmy Buffett crew, framed and everything, saying, "You know, we understand that you have had a tough year. We're going to start off the new year on the right fin." That's how they put it. And they sent me an invitation to go to New York City, all expenses paid. I mean, it was just amazing. It was the most wonderful thing ever. And so gracious. And they said, "You know, we're not looking for any publicity, obviously. We just like to do a random act of kindness."
Vicki Gardner stayed on for another 4 years as executive director for the Smith Mountain Lake Regional Chamber before retiring in 2019. Her new memoir, Survival Has Consequences, was written in part to help others heal as well. A lot of people know what happened to you all over the world. People that read your book, Survival Has Consequences, what do you want them to come away with?
I would hope that after reading this and saying, "Well, heck, if she can do it, well, maybe I can too." Maybe you're living with someone who is in extreme depression and anger over something that had happened to them, whether it be a surgery or whether it be automobile accident or whatever, that they cannot pull themselves out of that bitterness. And this book, I think, will guide them to look at it a different way and get that enjoyment back in life. You can't turn time back. What happened, happened, and you can't wish it away.
Gardner is still going strong in retirement, working to help purchase a theater multiplex in the Westlake area that can be used as a community meeting and performance space, she says, is lacking. Again, from her new memoir, Survival Has Consequences, Shot and Left to Die.
"I understand that life isn't always fair. I find it easier to move past it than to stay mad. We all have to adjust to life's setbacks, be big or small, every day. No one is exempt. I learned many times that it's not about the challenge we face, but how we handle it."
Come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday.
Vicki Gardner's memoir about the aftermath of that fateful summer morning day in August 2015 and her life, Survival Has Consequences, Shot and Left to Die, is available online. For WFIR News, I'm Gene Moreno.